and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
When it comes to the Easter holiday, everything is usually sunshine and rainbows, don't you think,
sure.
Raven?
Absolutely, right.
Except for a couple years ago, when Easter eggs hunts turned very deadly here around the state. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. You may remember this.
The Pez Visitor Center held their third annual hunt in Connecticut, hiding more than 9,000 eggs on three fields they had set up for the kids to have fun. However, a spokesman for Pez described the parents as kind of like locusts.
Oh, boy.
Locusts.
That got out of hand quickly.
Yeah. It wasn't actually deadly, but there were kids that were bloodied and like a lot of Easter baskets that were broken, and they were trampled, too.
Yeah. The thing that really shocked me was the lack of remorse from some parents.
It should have gotten out of the way. That's my egg.
Wow.
Get out of the way. It's my egg. Right?
I mean, seriously.
Hey, four-year-old. What are you doing in my way?
Let me drop kick that single mom over here.
Right.
She's got one on the hip.
Right.
Let me take her out right now.
Exactly. So Raven and I started thinking about it, and we're like, you know, there's a lot of Easter egg hunts going on this weekend, and we want to be able to give you the top three ways that you can protect yourself when you go to the Easter egg hunts this weekend.
Yeah, well, let's start at the beginning, all right? It's obvious. Armor, all right?
Right.
You need some sort of armor. So how about catcher's gear and a tinfoil hat? I mean, it's opening day right now. Grab a little something from the kids. They're in Little League anyways. Mm-hmm. Get the equipment, strap it on, all right, and then throw a tinfoil hat on. I just point out the fact that catcher's gear seems to work pretty good on The Walking Dead.
Right,
all right,
true.
So why not? Go with it.
And if you have your catcher's mitt, then you can throw the eggs to, like, your parent and so you can move around a little bit faster,
You can do that, or at least you could face somebody.
Mm-hmm.
When they come up and they try and go down and grab you, you know what I mean? You just hit them with the mitt in the face,
right,
and you push them off like a stiff arm.
Makes sense. Number two thing you should do to protect yourself in your Easter egg hunt this weekend is boot camp class. It's not too late.
Mm.
Get up early right now. Get yourself to a boot camp class. Work on those sprints. Get your squats. Grab some weight. The more athletic fit that you are, the better chance you have to survive this weekend.
I'm thinking that, you know, if you've got good cardio, it's going to serve you well. And if you hit the weight rack as you push it across the floor like a football thing, that's probably going to work too. You know, you drop the shoulder, right? You can lead with the head at an Easter egg hunt, by the way. You don't have to worry about pulling up your helmet.
There's no rules.
You don't have to worry about that.
No.
How about this one? Hire the actress who bit Beyonce, allegedly, for security of your area and to guard your ankles.
That's true. Because
like a small, mean dog.
If she has the ability to bite Beyonce's face and not be afraid of Beyonce's security team, that's the woman you want on your team protecting you in the Easter egg hunt. Who do we think bit Beyonce's face?
I believe that she said Chanel Lathan. I believe it.
You think so?
She's got crazy in her eyes.
I wonder if she's available
Did
to protect us this weekend.
Aliens vs. Predators?
No.
I mean, like, she's wacky.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
It's in there.
And we wish you the best in protecting yourself this weekend against the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, good luck, man, because it's going to get crazy out there.
Godspeed.